today, and plenty of the fans will be calling in. Women football fans have been affected, and will they forgive the NFL? What's going on? What are they feeling? We're going to be talking about all things football today. I grew up watching the game. My father taught me the game, and I love the game. But I don't know if I'm feeling the same when I turn the TV on. I got to figure it out. We're going to figure it out together. So starting out the show today with me is Stephen Costello, who, believe it or not, even though it's our debut show, couldn't be here because we had a Mars-Venus misunderstanding. Where are you, Stephen?
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Where are you?
I know it's football Friday, but I think we just have to do a little tiny drop of baseball as I am driving up to Boston right now to catch the final three games between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Well, that's something I understood. What made me laugh is we had this meeting, you and I said, okay, we'll do this show together. And then somehow I didn't get the memo that you're like, oh, yeah, but I won't be there Friday. So I have this whole show lined up, and we're going to be rolling through this hour, and you're doing something that needs to be done. But I forgive you. Isn't that so, girl, guy, that you're there and I'm here and we somehow didn't understand each other?
Yeah, we are going to need a little bit of forgiveness. But I have to tell you, just being at the stadium last night and the fact that, you know, Derek had hit a walk-off, walk-off hit after not having a walk-off hit for probably like 6 or 7 years.
Oh, my God.
Literally storybook. I mean, the stadium was electric. I mean, it was just so amazing.
Amazing.
Teammates and Joe Torre. And,
oh, my gosh.
I mean, I have to tell you, just being there was one of, you know, the most special experiences you could ever. You know, the fact they won the game, I mean, just it just couldn't have been. You know what, Debbie, if it was a movie, nobody would have believed the ending.
I know. I was going to say it was almost scripted like a movie. And I was wondering, did anybody let that happen just so it would have a storybook ending?
No, I don't think they let it happen because the Yankees were up, 5-2, and Baltimore is a great team, hit a few home runs. It was, all tied up. And those things in baseball, I mean, everyone's out there. And, it was just another great Derek Jeter moment. You know, the flip, the dive, the home run. I mean, you could just, go on and go on. And whenever there's a big game or something, whatever, it just seems like Derek always, comes through with a magical moment.
Was it every single ounce of the stadium filled last night?
Every ounce of the stadium. I mean, the concourses, it just was really... sometimes it's hard when it's great to watch things on TV and whatnot, but, there was just a special feeling, and there was just all kinds of different chants from section to section. I spent a little time in the seats. I spent a little bit of time up in the suites and a little bit of time in the Yankee Steiner, store, which was, off the hook. So, I just kind of got, a flavor of everything, and I'd gotten there, at, 3 o'clock yesterday, and just to see the stadium totally empty. And, the kind of the feeling of what that day was going to bring. And I actually just sat in the seat for like 15 minutes and just took it all in with nobody there with the tarp on the field. And it was amazing. You should have been there with me yesterday.
Think you would have invited me since we were in bed together now doing this whole thing together. You think you would have mentioned it.
You're on my seat dial invite list.
Oh, you owe me now. Okay. We got a Football Friday show. We're starting off talking about baseball because you were afforded a better opportunity than me. And now you got to go because you're going to have more fun without me. But I got a whole show lined up today without you, but you're going to have to give me something to be nice to me. What are you going to give me that I could give away that at least makes up for the fact that you're not here on the first day because I don't know why you're not here?
Okay.
Give me something to give away to the crowd. Come on, what do you got?
They're very strong. I think what we're going to do is we're going to give away, if you also noticed the Giant game last week, Victor Cruz, who's just an amazing, amazing player, amazing guy, great off the field, Victor Cruz Foundation, all that goes with it. We are going to give away a signed Victor Cruz mini helmet.
Oh, that's good.
The reason we're going to give a mini helmet is, sometimes you don't have a lot of space, so you have this big giant helmet. So we're going to give a nice mini helmet. We're going to put it in a beautiful glass case. And one of your listeners today is going to win that courtesy of Steiner Sports.
At the least you could do for me. All right, I'm going to put the phone number out, and we'll be having people call in to win that. By the end of the show, we'll pick at random, 914-693-5700, thanks to Steiner Sports. Okay, Stephen, you're going to be going now, and I have more people coming on the show.
Listen,
if you're not going to be here, if you weren't going to be here in the studio, I'm like, really? We're going to launch a Football Friday show, and I'm going to bang out this guest list. Coming up next, we have Scott Sobel, by the way. He is the president of Media and Communication Strategies, the Crisis PR Agency of the Year for 2013. And he wrote something that I caught that I said, boy, he's got to come talk about this. His blog was, the NFL should run to Ray Rice and take advantage of an opportunity for prevention and rehabilitation. So he's coming up next. You got to go. I'll see you in the studio next week. Okay? Oh, well, he already went. Oh, he is bad. I tell you, guys are short and sweet. All right, let's go to Scott. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Good to have you, Scott. Welcome. I was made aware of your blog through my girlfriend. Stacey Knows actually scooped me on this. And I said, hey, Stace, that's some blog you wrote. She goes, it was Scott Scoble. And what you did was kind of interesting. You gave a crisis management suggestion to the NFL. What is your suggestion?
Well, the suggestion is that there is an opportunity. It's an unfortunate opportunity, but there is an opportunity to embrace this terrible situation, the tragedy with the Ray Rice family and Jhené Palmer, his now wife. It appears that they're not shy about appearing in public. They were at the Rice's former high school football game in Westchester County the other week. So my suggestion would be to embrace this opportunity, embrace the possibility that the Rices would speak out and be poster children, if you will, for domestic violence, abuse, anti-domestic violence and anti-abuse, and actually create a program, not only in the NFL, but a program nationally that would use their experience and use their therapy and reach out to people in a preventative way, not an after-the-fact way, but a preventative way to stop this awful, awful problem.
Okay, well, I agree with you. And domestic violence is unacceptable across the board, anywhere, in any sport, in any family, in any land. In my personal opinion, it's unacceptable. And your point is that here is this, you know, loud story, and it gets louder every day, and you happen to be talking to somebody who lives in the hometown where Ray Rice went to school, and actually he was in high school when my daughter went to school there, and my friend's son was the captain, and I used to watch him play, and so it's very personal and very upsetting and heartbreaking that this was the our hometown hero making, you know, a life bad decision like this, and as a woman, obviously unacceptable to me and many of the women who not only enjoy football, but who respect other women. So I think you're absolutely right. Why not turn this around, make it loud? They have the platform, they have the money, they have the ability to take the message and make it something that has effect so that people know where to turn, where women know where to turn if there is a problem. It's a very difficult subject that needs really powerful addressing, and I think you're absolutely right. So I just wanted to commend you for your positioning on that.
Thank you. I've got a history as a reporter and a crime reporter over the years, and also seeing some really personal, terrible situations. And in addition to that, working crisis management, but more than anything else, I've got five kids. Most of them were involved in athletics. Two of the boys were involved in college football, Division I, Division II level, and we've got plenty of friends in the NFL, contact with the NFL and other kinds of sports. And that culture minimizing some very, very, very important social problems, societal problems, can be endemic in certain athletic programs. And where you would think, as you said, you know, These young men, and especially their coaches and the organization programs around them, have an opportunity really to make a difference, a real substantial difference with something like domestic violence, sexual abuse, and so forth. And they're concentrated on their business, and many times those societal change programs are an afterthought. And they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be, because there's a responsibility to the public, to fans, and of course to the young men and women involved in professional sports, to be preventative, not after the fact, but be preventative.
Well, right now the NFL has an image problem. And with, let's see how many women watch football, a very large amount. They're about 45% of the NFL's fans, okay? And the value of women in professional sports as fans matters more to them than ever before. There are 45 million viewers just last year for the Super Bowl alone. So they're aware and I am going to be talking during the rest of the show, and you sparked me, actually. I wanted to know from women football fans. Now, we're not talking about commentator. I'm not a football commentator. I just love the game, and I've loved it, watching it my whole life. I find it therapeutic on a Sunday with macaroni cooking. We ate at halftime growing up. You know, it was a big part of my life. And I got a lot of women that I know who love the game. I want to know if, in fact, what's happened in the news recently has affected how they feel about watching the game or about the NFL. And just to make a point, you know, it's not just the NFL. This is something that goes on in the world, again, all over the world. It just so happened because of videotape. We are now talking about this ad nauseum, don't you think?
Well, I actually don't think that we can talk about it too much.
Okay, but I'm saying...
Take advantage of that circumstance and that situation. It will naturally go into into a quieter mode as time goes on. But there has to be some sort of consistency to reminding all of us, and certainly with the programs that the NFL is now talking about instituting.
They should take one of those Super Bowl commercials that's worth a fortune and make a PSA that is something that I run on a regular basis.
What
that's what they should
idea.
Do, right? Okay. Hey, we got to get moving on a second here. Scott, really great of you to check in. What an interesting man you are with what you do for a living. The Crisis PR Agency of the Year, President of Media and Communication Strategies in Washington, D.C. Really, thanks so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Female football fans are going to be weighing in coming up next here on this new edition of the Debbie Nigro Show, Football Friday.